USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are lingering supply chain issues around the United States right now that are preventing items from being put on store shelves. This is why some experts are saying to start Christmas shopping early as products are backed up at ports waiting to be shipped out. CEO of the South Carolina Port Authority, Jim Newsom, appears on Fox News and explains one reason why this is happening.
There are not enough distribution center capacity. Prologis says there's about 300 million square foot shortfall of distribution centers. So if you don't have space in the distribution center, you have to keep your cargo in a container, and it creates a backup in the supply chain.
An FDA advisory committee will consider emergency use authorization for Moderna and Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine boosters. The meetings are set for Thursday and Friday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is speaking out regarding raising the debt ceiling.
Treasury Chief Janet Yellen says all the talk about raising the debt ceiling, it's just what she calls
a housekeeping chore.
Speaking on ABC's This Week, Yellen says since 1960, Congress has raised or suspended the debt ceiling more than 80 times. So she says when it becomes an issue every time,
we should be debating the government's fiscal policy.
Republicans against raising the debt ceiling, saying that the need to do so is evidence of Democratic overspending. Filing from our New England Bureau for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Dog the Bounty Hunter is pulling out of the hunt for Gabby Petito's missing fiancé. Dwayne Chapman's daughter saying her father is returning home to Colorado after injuring his ankle. However, the team the TV personality put together will continue searching a Florida nature reserve for 23-year-old Brian Laundrie. USA Radio News.
So, as you guys know, Mark's gone.
The float artist at Fred's Floral just took off, days before the parade. They need a replacement before business passes them by.
Oh, and who am I going to get to finish the float?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
A new study published in Nature claims recovering from a COVID-19 infection produces a stronger immune response compared to the vaccine. Researchers in New York say your body's immune system creates a response called memory B cells, which evolve, get stronger, and help you fight off future COVID variants and mutations. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire explains on Fox News why we're not hearing more about natural immunity.
People are concerned that if you continue to talk about natural immunity, then that would have people maybe not go and get vaccinated. But we shouldn't be hiding or cherry-picking the information that we want to talk about because of those fears. Historically, when it comes to public health, especially in the United States and across the globe, we've always recognized natural immunity when it matters as a form of protection. Now, there's been several recent studies that continue to add to the growing body of evidence. The CDC data has showed that, yes, while children are just as likely to get SARS-CoV-2, they are far less likely to have even any symptoms than adults. About half of children testing positive for SARS-CoV-2 are asymptomatic. Yeah. Only about 12% of adults are showing to be asymptomatic. But now in tandem, new research out of Duke is showing that children who are either asymptomatic or had very mild symptoms had not only as good antibody production as adults, but maybe even better. And they're lasting for months.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.